The last time Gary Portelli was on Sky Sports Radio, he was interviewed by our good mate Sean Cosgrove, and through that interview, I nearly collapsed at home because they were talking about pigeons, and Gary had won a race, I think he said Bathurst, and he told us that this pigeon was worth a staggering amount of money for a pigeon. Gary Portelli, come on in, Gary.
Hey, good morning, how are you?
I'm well. Now, was it Bathurst?
Bathurst, yeah. He won a race from Bathurst.
Yep.
Took him an hour and 2 minutes to get home.
Gee.
He beat 4,400 pigeons.
Yep. Right. He beat 4,400 pigeons. There'll be a few listeners and viewers saying, how in the hell do you time pigeons? How do you work it out who wins?
They've got an electronic band on their leg, and your loft door has been measured through a GPS right to the where the truck lets the birds go, sort of, you know, way out, whatever. And it's a distance divided by time times 1,000, which will give them a velocity. So it's the fastest velocity that wins, not the first pigeon home.
You got that, Andrew?
Okay. So for a brain like yours, Ben, but
blokes like thanks, me, Gary.
I can teach you.
Mate, don't worry, Andrew. What? I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed either. It goes over my head, I can tell you. It's fascinating.
The only thing I know about velocity... Grenfell, okay. The only thing I know about velocity is the points that I get when I travel with them. So that's all I know about velocity. So how long will it take them to fly from Grenfell to Warwick Farm?
Well, that wind was blowing this morning, about half an hour, I'd say. the winds are going to be a westerly, so they're going to be flying quickly. They'll fly about 2 kilometres, if not 2 kilometres, probably 2.5 kilometres per minute today. So probably about 140 kilometres an hour they'll probably get up to.
Just extraordinary. Yeah, I can't get my head around either, Andrew. Speaking of valuable, Gary, yesterday you produced Time to Rain at the Barrier Trials, the Silver Slipper winner. Haven't seen him since he ran fifth in the Golden Slipper. Gee, trial well.
Yeah, look, exactly what we're hoping for. You know, you always worry that the two-year-olds don't come on at three. You see so many of them that don't. And first stage has been completed. He showed he's got the gait speed and he trialled pretty nicely, considering we just wanted to have an easy one. We're going to trial it twice this time and have him ready to go first up in the Rosebud on the 10th. So, last campaign, I've got a bit, I'm not so much ambitious. I tried to get smart, and it's pretty hard for a bloke like me to be smart. But I gave him one trial, which he looked good in winning, and then I started him first up here. He started $1.60 at Warwick Farm in the Lonro, and he raced too keen, was too fresh. He probably needed a second trial. I was worried about taking to sort on without a run under my belt, and as it turned out, that run had him fit. We're able to beat the sort, so it worked out right in the long run. We won the Silver Slipper with him, but just first up was disappointing, and I want to make sure that he's ready to go for the punters and owners, particularly with this colt now having such a pedigree and already won a Group 2. If we could win a Group 1 with him, he's got a great value at stud.
Mm. Physically, is he much changed since the horse we saw in the autumn, and could he get out over a fraction further, Gary? I'm thinking maybe a Golden Rose or...
Look, that's the long-range plan. He has grown. He's 25 kilos heavier than what he was when he won the Slipper.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see where it is, though. He's not heavier. He's just probably got a little taller, probably a bit more substance about him. So, for me, I still think that he's developing. He might even be better in the autumn yet, you know, but we will probably have a 3 or 4 runs this campaign and then out.
Fair enough, yeah. A really good team in this afternoon at Rose Hill, Gary, and you kick off the day with a two-year-old, not faint-hearted. Now, he won on his debut on a rain-affected track. We only had the one run since. That was back in the autumn. Trialled nicely going into this. This is a hot two-year-old race, but you've got a bit of an opinion on not faint-hearted.
Yeah, look, he showed ability all the way through. He looked good winning in his first start. He got completely lost when he missed the start at his next start in the kindergarten, got back off the pace and got pushed about a bit and probably having his first preparation, you know, first race preparation, all a bit too quick for him. But he's come back nicely, happy with his trial. He's had a jump out since. I think we missed a set of trials due to the weather, so I gave him a jump out in the pro ride last Friday, over 800. So his fitness was pretty close to the mark. He's as fit as we can get him without actually racing him. And I've applied the blinker. I think they really took the not a single doubt in the gear, in particular a colt like him. It's a little bit lazy. So it's a very strong race. So I think they've got a big rap on Spin. They think he's a Spring Carnival colt. I've never thought this colt was a Spring Carnival colt. I think he's a pretty handy horse, and if I place him right, we can win plenty of races. So I'm not sure if we line up, if these horses or if Spin is as good as what they say, then obviously we'd probably struggle. But he looks to get a good run at least anyway, and we'll get every chance to see if he has taken the next level. I'm happy for him to prove me wrong. He is a spring carnival horse. But, you know, from what we've seen of him, he's pretty handy. We'll have a lot of fun with him. Mm. But I think it might be in another year's time.
Fair enough. Well, here's a good test from today. It's a good two-year-old race. Down to race four, Bring a Gem now. Bring a Gem is, to be fair, one of the long shots in the fourth. But, look, just watch a replay of that Canterbury run. Gary, you've got to put a line through it, haven't you?
Yeah, look, he was sort of in trouble from the 700. Mm. There's nowhere to go from the 700 to the 200. So, but that was in midweek company. But just want to see him on a bigger track over 2,000. And he loves it wet, which hopefully he'll still get today for him. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for owners to get out and see their horse race on a Saturday as well, you know. And I think a lot of the time we have all these midweek races. Everyone watches them on their phone. So it's a good experience for people to actually have a run on a Saturday. And hopefully it runs well for them.
And similar, I guess, to Moccasin Mrs. Connections, although she's very, very consistent in the midweeks and loves 1,100 metres. And Sebring Express, she was good first up. They both clash in race five, Gary.
Yeah, look, Moccasin Mrs., she's just tried a little hard out and she's run a heap of seconds now. And unfortunately, we've been trying to win that elusive midweeker with her, so she's got that value. It's dud for a breeder and, you know, she's just been knocking on the door. And again, another horse that's got a lot of owners that don't get to see a race during the week. And this is a nice little mare's race. The weather being so consistent, but why not have a go? And same with Sebring Express. That track was pretty bad at Kembla today. Mm. And she had to come real wide. By the time she got to the outside, the race was over. She ran home nicely without, you know, sort of finishing off real strong. And I think she'll improve off that. And she's another one that'll sit back, and if they go too quick up front, she'll be charging through the line.
Exactly, yeah. Gary, two runners in the feature race today, the Winter Stakes. We'll start off with Tester Shadow. He was first up in the Civic Stakes. He loomed up there about the 300-metre mark, probably just knocked up. Look, I know it's a deep Winter Stakes, but he's been a terrific performer for the stable over a number of years now. He's won almost $1.5 million. Gary, he's been a great horse for you.
Been a great horse for Elite Thoroughbreds and for the owners. It's stuck with him for, you know, 5 years of racing and having every preparation. He's got a new level. I think that if he reproduced some of his best runs, he did it probably last campaign, without taking away from the field, I think he's raced against stronger horses and raced really well against them. And, I like the way he raced. He's in really good order. Mm. He's handled this grade before. So if he turned up today, he could run a whole lot of big odds, no worries at all.
Exactly. Well, Nikki's Gold comes out of the Civic Stakes. That was her first test at stakes level. She was a very, very good fourth. Unlucky not to play. She was held up in the straight, I think behind Tester Shadow, actually, Gary. I think you might have cost her. But she's absolutely flying, this mare. She loves Rose Hill, loves rain-affected tracks, and she might be able to get some black type today.
Yeah, this is her chance today, I feel. She's just held her form beautifully. She's a real tough mare. You know, she's one of them horses that got a mind of her own and just can't help but put 110% every time she steps out. So, you know, if she gets any luck at all from the good gate today, I think she's going to be in the top three for sure. And I think there's a good chance for her to win a stakes race for her owners. Another cheap little horse, $25,000 horse. That's, I think she's won 300 on 1,000 now.
Yeah, almost 400. I guess you can't put a ceiling on horses, can you, Gary? Because I know early doors you thought, you told me during the week, you were hoping she'd work her way through the grades maybe at best, but she's just kept improving every preparation and she's in career best at the moment.
Yeah, you know, so never give up, and she's one of them sort of horses. She struggled to win a maiden. I think she got beat at Bathurst one day. We backed her at Bathurst, she got beat. And then she came out 2 weeks later and won a 900-metre two-year-old at 20-1 at Newcastle. Had a taste of it from there, and she's been a model of consistency ever since. And yeah, she's gone from probably a horse I thought might have capped at winning a midweeker to now, you know, starting one of the favourites in a stakes race. So it just goes to show you how horses can improve from preparation to preparation.
Exactly.
If they've got the ability to do so.
And down to race eight, Single Bullet. We know he's got the ability, Gary. You've got Hugh Bowman today. He comes off a Flemington run, which reads 13th of 13 first up, but you were telling me genuine excuses for that run. I go back to the Single Bullet who won at Randwick back in January. I know it's a good track, but he has won on soft before. But that day at Randwick shows the sort of horse he is. When things go his way, he's got a dynamic finishing sprint.
Yeah, it's all about switching him off early. The other day down the straight, when the gates opened, I think our jockey lost his iron and he had to reach down to try and get his foot back in the stirrup for the first sort of 200 of the race. By the time he did that, basically everyone had taken their spots, so we got no cover. and he just over raced down the straight there without cover all the way down the straight. And what he does, he chokes himself down. So if they go quick enough and Huey can switch him off, I actually had a talk to Huey yesterday. I said, you'll know whether you can win at the 600 metre mark, really, because if he's come out and you're riding him on a string of cotton and he's been able to get some air down, then he's got the turn of foot to beat these horses any day of the week. But it all comes down to the first 600 metres. So, and I'm hoping to see the track improve. We're getting this sort of windy sort of day. He's one of them horses when he has won race. It's been one of them tracks that has improved during the day where it's not rough, but it's still got some cut in it, but it's not that heavy sort of surface that he doesn't like. So a lot of things are going to go right for this horse. If they do, like you said, he's quite dynamic.
Very comprehensive, Gary. I'm sure our listeners and viewers appreciate. Just two at Wong this afternoon, Gary, Riquette and Blevio. They're in separate races. Riquette race 3, Blevio race 7. Any push for them?
Blevio's a nice filly. She won first up last campaign over 1,000 at Kembla Grange, and she had a long spell. She just went sore in the knee, so we gave her a good 6 months in the paddock up at Orange, and she's come back in and trialled nicely, and she's a good each way chance first up. Roquette's in a pretty strong 2-year-old race, and she didn't handle the heavy track at Kembla Grange at a start last, and she was disappointing. So I'm just not sure where we're at now until we see her back on top of the ground.
No, fair enough. Look, I really appreciate it, Gary. Best of luck this afternoon, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.